There are now 5 ports in Washington and Oregon considering building export terminals to ship American coal to Asia. The coal would come from mines in Wyoming and Montana and would travel by train through the Northwest. That has governmental agencies, environmental groups, tribes, labor unions, and industry in an increasingly fierce debate. As part of our ongoing coverage of coal in the Northwest, Ashley Ahern brings us this story from Wyoming coal country.
The U.S. produces about 1 billion tons of coal every year. Almost half of it is mined here in the Powder River Basin, in the northeastern corner of the state of Wyoming.
This is Keith Williams. We're touring the Black Thunder coal mine in Gillette, Wyoming.
This is one of the largest open pit mines in the world, and Keith Williams runs it.
Down we go.
Williams steers the truck along a dirt road 300 feet down into the mine. The first thing that hits you is the sheer size of the operation. Dump trucks as big as California bungalows rumble around us. Back and forth they go, clearing away millions of pounds of clay and dirt to get at the rich coal seam underneath. It's like peering into an ant colony under siege. And then we arrive at the core of the mine.
Yeah, it's the big one. It's the queen bee. It's the big machine.
We get out of the truck and stand in front of what's called a drag line. It looks like a crane attached to an apartment building, swiveling back and forth with a giant bucket suspended from one end to scoop earth. All of this to get to the black gold buried beneath. Some of this coal could end up being shipped out of terminals on the Washington coast. Within a 60-mile radius from where we're standing, there are 12 other strip mines like this one. They encircle the city of Gillette like a string of black pearls, or gaping holes in the earth. But where some see gaping holes, others see jobs.
Gillette depends hugely on the coal industry.
Tom Lubnow is a state representative. He came to Gillette when he was 6 months old and has seen the city boom as coal companies pumped money into the local economy.
They're a great corporate citizen. They contribute well to our communities in terms of a lot of things. The coal industry statewide has built $1 billion worth of schools.
The coal industry employs 5,000 people in the mines of Campbell County, the center of mining operations in the Powder River coal deposit. The average income here is $60,000 a year.
Gillette has become a marvelous place to live. Very low crime rate, marvelous facilities, swimming pools, recreation centers, running tracks, parks.
Overwhelmingly, people here are proud of the coal industry. It's one of the key economic forces that transformed Gillette from a cow town along the rail line into a mini metropolis amidst these dry, rolling grasslands. The sun's setting as L.J. Turner takes me out for a walk along the creek near his red-roofed ranch house.
Well, I've been here all my life, and my family's been here since 1918.
Turner and his wife, Karen, run Red Angus cows and sheep on this 10,000-acre ranch, about 10 miles from the Black Thunder Mine.
When I was small, we got our ice out of the creek for the household use. My job was to tamp sawdust around the blocks of ice, and then we'd have enough ice that it would keep our household needs for the year.
Now the creek is a muddy trickle. Turner believes mining has destroyed the underground aquifers that feed this creek and others on his property. He's extended his well down 1,000 feet beneath his house, and it's still running dry. Turner's also upset that some of the nearby grazing land he used to lease from the Forest Service has now been leased to the coal companies to be mined. But alongside the local impacts, Turner worries about what burning more fossil fuels will do to the global climate. He says the impacts here are already clear.
The first winter that Dad was here in 1919, he said it never got above 20 below for 6 weeks. But this last winter, it froze up. But it didn't freeze hard. We had green grass in February. It's changing. It really is.
Turner looks out at a mule deer grazing nearby and pauses for a minute.
I'm scared of it. I'm just scared of it.
The forces that dictate how much coal is mined and where it ends up being burned are far away from these dry grasslands. U.S. coal consumption is at a 40-year low, largely because of a boom in cheap natural gas. But international demand for coal is expected to rise 65% in the next 20 years or so. The majority of that increase will be in Asia. That has Powder River Basin coal companies looking for ways to get their product across the Pacific as quickly and cheaply as possible. And they're eyeing the Pacific Northwest as the fastest route. I'm Ashley Ahern in Gillette, Wyoming.
Tomorrow, you'll head to the largest proposed coal export terminal in the Northwest for part two of our series.